Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, we need to turn the attention to intern Brandon now. Hey, mama, they call me Weezy. You should be with me. I got a pocket full of Weezy. Oh, it's been a long 48 hours. A long 48 hours in the life of intern Brandon.
Lacey lover.
Intern Brandon, let's go ahead and let's reset this.
All right.
All right, tell us the story of you and one Lacey, 11-year-old Lacey that was built like she was 12 and a half back
then. Okay. It was 1998. It was summertime. I still lived in New York, but my dad lived down here, and we used to spend summers with my dad. And he didn't want me around all that much, so he signed me up for tennis camp. So at this tennis camp, I distinctly remember one girl from the camp, Lacey, and we became friends, and it was sort of a summer fling, the type of thing, you know, really a fling.
Did you kiss her?
No.
You hold 12. Hands?
Maybe. I think so. I don't know. Maybe.
Like holding hands when you're 11 years old.
It's a big deal.
At least when we were younger, was a really big deal.
We ate lunch together.
Now it's nothing.
If that was anything, we ate lunch together.
Did you let her hold your balls?
Oh. Your tennis balls?
Yeah. Tennis camp.
Yeah. Yeah. She held my balls. Yeah.
Oh, we're always 11 years old.
She played with my racket, too, if you want to go right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
Look at Jeff is so impressed with himself
yes.
right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm tired today, and that line is going to get me through to 10 o'clock.
So you're 11, 12 years old or whatever, and then after summer camp, did you guys continue to talk, or was it over then?
Not really. Yeah, it was over. It was for the era of cell phones, so it was no real.
Sad.
Yeah. So you couldn't text?
No, you couldn't text.
And
no.
You're not going to really
There's
talk
no
to her.
Facebooking back then, mm-hmm. No. Way back in the day before Facebook, so.
So how often do you think of this girl? Like once a month, once a year, every now and then?
My dad, every time I talk to my dad, he seemingly brings it up. I don't know why. Maybe because he has nothing else better to do with his life.
Does he like a lot of 11-year-old girls or just this one?
You know, I don't know, you know. Whatever floats his boat, you know. But
inappropriate.
Your face is going to be up in a post office someday.
I'm not the one obsessed over the 11-year-old from tennis camp.
So, yeah, every time I talk to him, he seemingly brings her up.
He's like, how about that Lacey?
Yeah, he's like, what about that Lacey girl?
Lacey. All right, so this is years and years ago, and Brandon's just curious what she's up to. Jeff, are you giving the update? Because I got zero info.
Yeah, I can.
No, this is good. this is like a legitimate turn. Update?
Yeah.
Bad news is she's not on with us.
Okay, well, last time we had girls on relating to me, it didn't go too well.
Well,
you know what? How about this, Bert? I'll do the bad news, and you do the good news.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
There is good news.
Okay.
There's light at the end of your little 11-year-old rainbow. The girl Lacey, as soon as we talked about it, we started getting phone calls, and the rumor was that she was married. Okay. Getting married.
Engaged mm-hmm. or something, right?
So we started getting phone calls that she people knew who she was and that she was in a relationship and she was getting married. And we thought those were pretty credible considering one of them was her maid of honor. We wanted, before we brought it to you, we wanted to do the research. And we did, and it's true. Lacey's getting married, so that's sad. We did ask her if, you know, she'd be willing, if she wanted to come on and talk to you, and she declined. She thought it was creepy.
Yeah, probably.
But
which I think is, as a sidebar here, I think it's kind of ridiculous that she thinks it's creepy. Just like,
did she really think it's creepy?
It's 10 mm-hmm. years ago.
According to her maid of honor, she just thought it was a little bit.
I mean, you come on the radio, you say, hey, I remember you. Yeah, I'm getting engaged, and it's over. I don't
Some people just think the radio is creepy.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff making comments like that,
I
wonder
yeah.
why.
So
I don't take it personally.
Again, not the one looking for the 11-year-old. So she's not going to come
she's
on with
She's not 11 now.
So that was sad. That was a bummer. But in the meantime, we got an email that Bert will read that is a ray of sunshine in your life of misery.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Because when one door closes,
perhaps
yet another window
okay,
opens.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Bert. What's up? My name is Andrea, and I'm a sophomore at This next line is going to be a big one here. If it's high school, not fun.
At Brookwood.
At Georgia Highlands College. On my way to school, I was listening to the show, which I love, and heard The Love Lost and Found for the young woman, Lacey, for intern Brandon. Though I listened to the show because of my sleeping habits, I don't listen daily, so I didn't know who he was or had ever heard his voice. To get to the point, Bert, I can say that I find myself being attracted to him.
Hey.
Wow.
What's going on?
Meow. His playful personality and his ability to take a joke about his persona kind of made me jiggle.
Jiggle?
She wrote jiggle? Jiggle? I don't think I read that. Is it really jiggle?
Maybe it's giggle. My bad.
Now who's creepy?
Creepy.
Wow.
This segment just
no wonder Lacey didn't
want to
come on this show.
Wendy, you can give me as much crap as you want because I gave you crap yesterday.
I know. Even for saying frustrated. Now you say giggle as jiggle.
Jiggle. Jiggle now, what? Not that I'm asking for some sort of date or anything, because I have had a lot of alcohol, work, and so on and so forth, but I was just wondering if there was any way that I can just have a simple conversation with him.
Well,
Brandon, a simple conversation is on the radio where it's totally and completely comfortable, then yes, you can.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, guys. Way not to be creepy with this.
Here's Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, Andrea.
Intern Brandon, Andrea.
How you doing?
Hi.
And you're not being paid to do this, are you?
It's giggle, and I never had alcohol to fix that, too, also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that something that Bert just inserted into your email?
I don't know where you got alcohol from, but she
I think he's implying
it.
That a girl would have to have alcohol just to be able to hold a conversation with
She doesn't
with
say
me.
Alcohol at all anywhere in that email.
Thanks, Bert. Thanks.
Did you just put that in there?
He did.
He said it, yes.
Makes her jiggle when she needs alcohol to talk to me.
What is going on?
Let me correct where
Bert
is. It says
because I have a lot with school, and I, for whatever reason,
oh
said
God,
alcohol.
Alcohol.
Gee.
Dumbass.
Freudian.
Surprise?
I do think we have to address the very next line, which I'll read, Bert, because who knows what you would do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There is one problem with Andrea.
Oh, no. What?
She's black.
Oh, yes.
I did not say that was a problem.
And Brandon said he does not date black
I never
girls.
Said I do not.
There's a little too attitude if you're
but
black.
She
right?
says she gets teased by her friends for acting white.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like Brandon.
Yeah, basically by five people.
Basically.
In.
Andrea, are you offended that Brandon has said that he won't date or has not dated black girls before?
Actually, I'm not, because I remember the lady who called yesterday was saying, you know, she didn't understand. I totally understand, because I've never actually dated anyone who was darker than myself. Like, I've only dated people who were, like, my chocolate skin tone and lighter. So
okay.
I understand where he's coming from. And it's not that I don't like them, you know. I've seen plenty of attractive, really dark men, but after a while, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not really interested.
Hmm. Now, Brandon, does she have an attitude that you can deal with? It sounds like she's pretty nice to me.
Yeah, she sounds cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't sound like the lady who called up Monday with the snappy finger attitude.
She did have that
attitude.
She
had that.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
She's going to come to the radio and smack me.
Andrea, I think like one of the prerequisites for Brandon here is that you got to dig baseball. Do you like sports in any way, shape, or form?
I don't know any sports because nobody will ever explain them.
Oh, Brandon will.
Nice move. Nice move.
I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to learn anything, but nobody's willing to explain it to me.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? You're going to be calling us in 10 days with that same exact sentence, but it's going to be a complaint.
You are not kidding.
In 10 days, I think I can explain the infield fly rule to her.
Hey, Brandon, here's the part where you ask her to go to a Braves game with you.
Okay. Hey, let's go to a Braves game.
No, ask her, do you want to?
Oh, do you want to go to a Braves game?
With me.
With me.
On
Brandon.
A date.
On a date.
I would love to, yes.
All right.
Money on the job.
Let's make awesome. This happen.
Nice. Let's absolutely make this
hey,
happen.
Hey, Bert, can we get the SunTrust seats?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's
second
worth a
date,
shot, though.
I'll tell you what. If you make it through
Brandon,
3 dates with her, I'll work on the SunTrust seats.
Just so you know, the game is going to be about her, not about where you're sitting. You don't want to be sitting in a place that's going to get you sexually aroused more than the girl you're sitting next to.
Isn't that anywhere in Turner Field for him?
Yeah. It's just stepping on the property.
OMG.
You know, when the Braves take the field, that's when, you know, the fun begins.
Lucky chipper.
Hey, Andrea, we will absolutely put you on hold, and we will provide tickets to the Braves game. And, we'll set you two up.
Okay.
For sure, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
This could be your destiny.
I'm being totally honest. I'm nervous about you taking her out for the first time at a Braves game.
It's either going to go really, really well, or you're just going to continuously talk for 9 innings and it's going
to
go off.
I don't think you'll be able to focus on her. I don't think I think you're going to be talking about baseball the whole time.
I think I will because the Braves aren't that good.
The Bird Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, so we used to have a Bird Show employee here back in the day that used to have her mom call in sick for her.
Mm-hmm.
And we all looked at each other when that used to happen. This is a grown woman. Mm-hmm. This is a grown-ass woman.
She was how old at the time?
Like 23, 24 years old?
Yeah.
Well, mom lived in a different city. It's not like she lived with her mom.
Her mom lived on the west, you know, over on the West Coast.
Her mom lived in Colorado. So it's like one thing, like, if I wasn't feeling well and was up all night and Jessica was up and I asked her to call one of you guys. Like, we didn't know her mom. Her mom didn't live in the city. Her mom didn't live with her, which made it kind of freaky.
It was weird.
So you get a call from Colorado saying, hey, my kid who's 6 miles from me right now can't come into work today.
What? Mm-hmm.
If your kid's not living with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, pretty much they're on their own when it comes to the workforce.
I know. And yeah, I mean, and it reminded me of who you're talking about when it was a friend of a friend. So I don't know this person directly, but this friend was saying that her friend is a boss, okay, in an office and has an employee who is around that same age. And it's not the fact that her mom calls in sick for her, but it's the fact that when she's talking to her employee, there's a lot of times that she'll give her instruction. And then let's say the next day that employee comes back and says what her mother's feedback on that instruction was.
Oh, get out of here.
So the employee would like talk to her mom about work and the mom would give her feedback. And then the girl would go back and tell the boss what her mom had said.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
Oh, no.
That is ridiculous.
My mom
said we should do it differently.
Yes.
Like we should work on
our project differently. Or my mom disagrees with that. Yeah, exactly. And says it to the boss.
That's
and the boss funny. Is like, how do I handle that when the employee who doesn't live at home is somebody who is so, the umbilical cord is so taught that she can't make it, she can't even take, it's not just make a decision without her mom. She can't even take instruction at work without her mom's feedback.
This is like the antithesis of Bert's relationship with his family.
Yeah, totally.
Like if you are on one end of, you know, the pendulum, this is completely the opposite.
I seriously, you're going to think that I'm making this up?
Way too attached.
In my very first radio job, I was answering phones and I was doing research for a country radio station. Mm-hmm. And I would have to go through the phone book every day and I would have to call up people randomly and see if they listen to country music, right? I had that job for a year and a half and I was like 17 years old at the time. I just wanted my foot in the door of radio. And I came home one day because I got fired from the job. I did a practical joke at work. They took it the wrong way and I got fired from the job. I was having too much fun at the radio station. And I got fired and I came home to tell my dad about it because I was so bummed about it. And he's like, you work where? It was a year and a half.
Oh. And he didn't know you were there.
I had no idea where I was working. Oh. The total, like you said, antithesis of what you're talking about.
Oh, it's just
you want to cry.
Your life is tragic.
Now, let me get this straight. You work where?
Need a hug?
I mean, I know this is stupid. What practical joke did you
I know,
do
that's
get
what
fired?
I wanted to know.
It's kind of a complicated story, but I was doing research out, and there were like 7 or 8 high school kids all in the same room.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, we'd have to go through the phone book and call people up and say, hey, do you listen to KSON, the country station in town? They'd either say yes or no. And if they said yes, then we would play them some hooks of country songs and they would rate them for us, right? Well, on lunch break one day, I thought it would be really funny to take out the speaker portion of the phone. Because back in the day, you used to be able to unscrew like the bottom part of the phone,
mm-hmm.
and there was a device in there that made it so other people on the other end could hear you.
Right.
I screwed all the phones, and I took that device out.
That's funny.
So everybody in the room was like talking to these people on the phone, and nobody could hear them back.
So they'd hang up on them.
So they'd hang up on them, and they brought engineers back from home that were like
too.
Having dinner with their family. And nobody could figure it out.
Why did you let it go so long?
Because it was one of those things where it went on too long and I was too scared to say anything.
Okay. And he was 17.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Debbie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey. I work in a doctor's office, and I have a patient that's probably in her 30s and is a school teacher and has her mom call and make her appointments for her.
No!
While she's sitting in the chair next to her telling her what to say.
Is that right? Mm. I don't think this is so uncommon. 404-741-Q100.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I blame the parents. What are you thinking?
I mean, that you'll do that. I'm thinking, this person is teaching our children and she can't pick up the phone and make her own doctor's appointment.
I mean, don't you want to raise an adult?
Like, I've got to believe there are parents that still help out their adult children with, like, checkbooks and make appointments for them. I hope these helicopter parents are listening right now.
Yes, let it go.
For your kid. Calling in sick is ridiculous.
There's probably parents who do work projects.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, if a kid has to do, like, a spreadsheet, I say kid, but an adult, like, if a child,
the parent sees them as a little kid still.
If an employee has to do, like, spreadsheets from work or expense reports or something like that, I could
see. It's okay, honey, I'll do it.
Just give me your receipts, I'll do it.
This is like that helicopter mom we had on a couple of weeks ago with the whole prom thing.
What was that? Oh, because she wanted to choose her son's date.
Right.
He'd already asked somebody to the prom, and she didn't like it, so she talked him into getting somebody else to go with him to the prom.
I'm saying that's where it all starts right there. Like, if you don't allow him or her to start making their own decisions that early, then they become adults and they are incapable of making a decision, you know?
Oh, I can't stand it. I don't. Again, what are you expecting your child to become if you are hovering so long and so closely, you know?
Here's Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay. You're on the Burt Show.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I had an employee. It was last year sometime. And my job, you kind of travel around a little bit. But she was 21, and her parents drove her to every assignment that I sent her to.
They drove her?
Come on.
They drove her to every assignment.
Both parents drove her? Like, she sat in the back seat while mommy and daddy drove her, or just one parent at a time?
They would rotate. Sometimes mom would drive, sometimes dad would drive. And then when I put an end to it, she was hysterical every time she would have to drive somewhere by herself.
What do you mean hysterical?
So she had a car.
Like crying. Like hysterical, sobbing, crying when she would get to work if her parents weren't there.
That is sad. Yeah, I have a feeling that the criers are. I mean, like when I'm not surprised that she said that she started losing it and couldn't handle it and started crying.
She had no capabilities.
I think the people that can't handle a situation, I'm not talking about a tragic situation, but something if you get reprimanded at work for something and you start crying, you know, you probably had a helicopter parent.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. My best friend and I are both 28, and her mother does her laundry, cooks her dinner, grades her papers. She's a school teacher, balances her checkbook, does her taxes.
No.
Calls her out of work, makes her doctor's appointments, pays her bills. It drives me crazy.
How old is this girl?
She's 28 and she's a teacher.
28 and she's a teacher and her mom does all this for her.
And now does she live with her mom still?
She does because her mom has cancer.
Okay.
But either way, I don't care. I mean, I live with my parents because I'm unemployed and trying to go to school and make something of myself. But my parents definitely don't, like, do any of that for me. The only thing my dad will do is occasionally I'll convince him to put gas in my car.
Yeah. But,
dad's like,
I mean, it's ridiculous. She doesn't think there's anything wrong with it.
28
years old.
She does
not know how to balance her own checkbook.
Well, her mom wants to do it. That is so sad. I'm going to do that today. You know what? I'm going to do that today. I'm going to call Millie Pete, and I'm going to say, Mom, I need some doctor's appointments made. Will you call for me? And I just want to hear her response. She'll be like, who are you? She'll be like, I'm sorry, are you serious?
Why don't you ask her to call, like, Tracy to get you out of the next Q100 event?
I should.
Like, have her,
can you do it?
Will you call Tracy? She scheduled something at the end of June, and I'm just not going to be there. Can you call her and just let her know?
See, the difference is Millie Pete would not do that and start reprimanding me from trying to get out of an event.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think if I call my dad and said, Dad, would you call Bert and tell him that I'm not going to be able to make it? I think he would start laughing. I think he would think it was a complete joke.
We should have our parents call each other. So your dad should call my dad, who has to call me for you to call and say.
I like it.
Here's Megan. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. That's actually pretty funny. You should do that. You know, I think it depends on the situation. I've never had my mom call in to work for me.
Of course not.
That's a little pushing it too far.
That's stupid.
But I mean, I'm 26, and my mom makes doctor's appointments and things like that
all the time for me.
Why?
You know?
Why?
I mean, when you, I have a lot of medical issues. We're dealing with two different types of cancer.
I'm sorry.
And when you're dealing with that many doctors and that many, you know, different facilities and things like that, sometimes it's just easier to have your mom help you make appointments and remind you when things are and things like that.
Melissa's,
you know,
getting ready to jump all
over. And no offense, because, I mean, I'm sorry you're going through cancer, but there's things called calendars. I have right here an at-a-glance paper calendar. There's phones that have appointments. I mean, I have a medical condition, and I don't think ever one time I ever had my mommy call the doctor for me. Wow. I mean, you're a grown woman.
Well, in a case like this, when you're sick, though, like some days you're going to be tired or whatever, and you wouldn't solicit for the help of your family in a case like that?
No. Oh, yeah. Her mom reminds her of when to go.
Usually days when there's, like, I'm, like, so sick from chemo that I can't stand up straight, you know?
I understand that.
Happens.
I understand that, but, I mean, it seems that you're calling. It's a routine for you, though. It's not just once in a while. This is a routine that you have your mom make your doctor's appointments for you.
Yeah, I'd say she probably calls a doctor for me at least once a week. Yeah.
You would never have that in your house.
No.
Never, ever.
I mean, because here's my thing, is I blame the parents, but also as the children, you cannot complain as a teenager of wanting to be an adult and then get to adulthood and then call mommy and daddy for everything.
Right. Like, you've so got many rules to,
I mean,
be an
seriously,
adult.
You've got to, if you wanted so badly to be an adult, then be an adult, you know? You take some pride in that.
One last call. Hey, Gloria, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I work at a courthouse, and we deal with people all day, and they come in and pay fines for, like, grown children. You know, it's ridiculous to see these grandmothers and mothers come in to pay fines. Sometimes we have to pull them up by birthdays, and they're, like, you know, in their 40s and their 50s. And they've got their grandmothers and mothers paying fines for them.
This fires Melissa up more than anything else we talked about.
It does. I don't understand, because these are the people that are, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like all these people are in our society doing things. Well, you know, like,
and they're around,
like, they're around us.
Melissa does not want people
and they're not
around
capable.
Her who are.
No, it's not just me. I'm just the one being vocal about it. I just think it's ridiculous.
Melissa, if you're going to live ridiculous. In my world, you're going to meet my standards.
No,
I'm
the only one that's calling everybody out on being immature and dumb. Why are you doing that?
I know. I think the sick listener, that one to me is in a category all by herself. But I would be offended as a parent if my kids at 24 called me up for that kind of help. I'd say, what did I do wrong?
28
or 28? What did 40, I do wrong?
50? Ridiculous.
That one teacher's mom grades her papers. That's crazy.
You're on The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, so my wife here is turning 40 years old. She's not hiding it.
Happy birthday!
She's not hiding it. Hi, baby.
Yay.
How you doing, honey?
I'm good.
How are you? What's up? You sound a little... You okay?
I didn't sleep. I slept like 2 hours last night. I'm stressed. I'm trying to chill out.
Why are you stressed?
There's just a lot of people coming, a lot of stuff to get done. I'm being taken away from the house so much, which I'm excited about. I'm not complaining. It's just I just have a lot I had to get done before I leave the house. So I'm just trying to, I just run around like a freaking, I'm glad there's trim. I love trim.
Healthy trim.
Wow.
I don't know that's an endorsement right there.
Just, you know, out of curiosity.
She's substituting her cigarettes for healthy trim.
Nice.
How many of those are you taking?
Well, because 40, you know, I have 2 more days still to lose the last pound. I'm taking 2 in the morning, and I'm, you know, so whatever. It gets me very hyper for like 2 hours, and then I'm fine. But normally I only take 1 because that's why.
Yeah, I felt like I just sped this this talk up just a little bit.
She's going through healthy trim the way I go through Skittles.
Just use a comma and a period from time to time. We're going to be okay here, baby.
Take a deep breath.
Stacey, why are you worried about your party? Why don't you just ignore it and let Burt be in charge?
She doesn't have any idea what's going on. We have left
he
her
in
the
charge.
Dark. No, she's okay. Not. She's
no,
totally
I
not.
You are.
You have to understand, I have a control issue, which I work on weekly at my therapy, but because of my control issue, the OCD gets really bad when I'm out of control, and if I don't know the plans, I get nervous, and so I been acting kind of crazy.
And this is like a 3 or 4 day celebration. We had family party last night with the kids. Oh. I'm taking her somewhere today. She has no idea where we're going. Mm-hmm. And we've got plans for her on Friday. Then the big party is on Saturday, and we're going to have like 80 people within our house and our neighbor's house. And she has no idea what's going on. So she's sketched out to the max. And what she really needs right now is a cigarette.
Hey, Bert, are you taking, is it a road trip?
I'm having a cigarette.
Because you may want to invest in a pill of some sort, too. You got to be in a car with her.
Well, she'll calm down in like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and she's like a normal person. But these next 2 hours, it's going to go by very quickly. All right, so let's talk about the smoking thing here, because I've talked about it a lot during the show. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to be as patient as a husband can be. And this was like, this is like a deal breaker for me. But I have felt for months, if not a year now, that you weren't ready. And I wasn't going to push you on it. I think I pushed initially, and I just said, you know what, just keep it away from me, and if this is really what you got to do, this is what you got to do. And then about a month and a half ago, we sat down, and I said, Stace, we have a problem here. Mm-hmm. For a whole bunch of different reasons. Health reasons. I hate the fact that every time she puts a cigarette in her mouth that it could be causing her one last day with her family and her kids. And then the superficial part of the whole thing is the smoke in her hair when I go to kiss my baby, it smells like an ashtray. That's that part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a long talk one night and she came up with a date. She's like, all right, just give, not on my back, not one word about it until this date. And then I'll stop that day. And that day's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes.
Is it going to be Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah. After the party.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Saturday.
I say you just plow through enough of them and you've got such a hangover headache, you never want to touch another one ever again.
Oh, I cannot tell you. Since I set my quit date, mm-hmm. which I told no one, and then Bert had that talk, we had that talk, and then I went ahead and told him. So once I put it out there, now I have to do it. Because mm-hmm. if I didn't tell anybody and I didn't feel like I was ready, I could wait. But mm-hmm. now I put it out there, so I love to smoke. As stupid as it is, it's disgusting. It's stupid. It tells you right on the box you're going to die if you do this. But I love to smoke. And it's like the last thing that has a hold on me. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked really hard to eliminate outside things to make me feel better. And I'm trying to learn to do that on my own. And these cigarettes just have this hold on me. And I can't seem to stop them. And then ever since I set the quit date, I've been smoking like insane amount of cigarettes.
She has, man.
Which will make it harder to stop.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine who is I've been smoking on and off since I was 15. Yeah. And I've quit a couple of times for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Pennsylvania, dude.
He said to me, don't say you're quitting. Just say you're stopping. Because smokers, something will happen, and it will be the most random thing, and you may pick it up again 20 years from now. Who knows? God help me if I do. But he just made it like, I didn't feel like I'd failed all those other times because I was feeling like I kept failing at quitting. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of took some pressure off, and now it doesn't feel as hard. But he said, are you smoking like 3 times what you normally do? And another friend of mine who's quit smoking asked me the same question. I'm like, yes. So I guess everyone does this right before they know they're going to quit. They smoke like mad.
Well, Stacey, one thing we haven't talked about is why did you choose Sunday as your date?
Because there are a couple of reasons. I mean, one, I'm 40. You know, how much longer is it going to take me to understand that this is really not the thing to be doing? You know, I mean, by 40, I should be able to understand that. Mm-hmm. And two, I mean, if anything, it's so selfish of me to have children and a husband, and then I take that risk every day, every time I have a cigarette, that I could take time from them, and that's so selfish and unfair. And you know, they say don't quit for other people, that you should quit for yourself, and I am, but I'm also quitting for them because mm-hmm. Because that's what I got to do. I mean, it's just the right thing to do. As hard as it is, it's just so stupid.
Are you planning on using like any Nicorette or like one of those?
I don't do anything that way. It's all or nothing. I've done everything that way. It's how I do things. I know that.
But it hasn't worked up to this point. So why would you think it's going to
work? Well, it has for everything else I've ever quit.
Whole turkey.
Have you thought about the hypnosis that we talked about?
I have, and I guess what I kind of my plan is that I'm going to go cold turkey, but if I feel like the cravings are too difficult, then I'm going to go see Sean right away.
Good.
And try
It'll
that
help.
First, because I don't want to replace it with another thing. So I don't want the Nicorette. I don't want the patch thing. I don't want those blue cigarettes that you smoke the air. I just feel like that's just replacing the same thing. And the whole purpose is to replace this with my own self-will.
I've replaced it with bacon.
Just kidding.
That's the other thing you don't want to replace it with is lots of food.
I've replaced something with bacon, but I've never smoked. I don't know what it is without bacon every day.
You don't know what you replaced.
Bacon.
Here is Ashley. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell Stacey, I wish you the best of luck, and I really hope and pray for your kids and for Bert that you are able to accomplish this, because at age 36, my mom had her first massive heart attack. She's had two since. Her doctors tell her, put the cigarettes down or you're going to die. And as her 35-year-old daughter now, every time I see her light up a cigarette, it just breaks my heart, because I feel the same way. It's taken a day away from us. So I wish you the best of luck.
Well, I know she's going to do great on this whole thing. I mean, unfortunately, Stacey set the precedent where she showed me that she can quit anything she wants in one day. I mean, she was on pain-killing medication for years, and in one day she decided to quit, and that was it. Never gone back.
Cigarettes will be harder.
You think cigarettes are going to be harder?
Yes.
Really?
I think cigarettes will be harder, but I also believe you can do it.
Yeah, I think you can do it.
And now that you've claimed it publicly, that's another reason to do it.
All right, darling, I got to take off. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
You got this, girl.
She
you
can
answer. Gonna be fine. You're gonna be successful.
You
you're
got
gonna be
this.
Fine.
You totally got this.
You know, this is a this one feels different, and I'll tell you why it feels different. It feels different because at this point, it's not a choice anymore. It's required. It's something that I have to do. Mm-hmm. It's not really a choice.
I'm with you.
I do it or I die. It's the same as the drugs.
Okay.
So it's the same thing, and I guess most addicts, after they get off their drugs, they're right on the cigarettes, because you just need a replacement in the meantime, and I feel like that's kind of what I did. But I'll be clean 2 years in June, and I shouldn't need this anymore at 2 years.
Is it wrong to do a Burt Show bet on this? Or
yes, it would be totally wrong.
This is The Burt Show.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, not exactly my cup of tea, gotta tell you. But my wife loves the musical, Hayden loves musicals, and Hollis will go wherever we go. So we end up over at the Fabulous Fox watching Mary Poppins over the weekend. 2.5, 3 hours. The family really enjoyed it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you're always supercocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It should be in the head. So I thought, okay, for 3 hours, I can jump on the grenade here, man. It's Mother's Day weekend. It's family. Everybody's happy. Let's go see Mary Poppins.
Yep.
So I went, and it wasn't awful, but it's not my cup of tea.
You should have put a spoonful of sugar in there.
Yeah, no. What's wrong with you?
The problem has become after Mary Poppins, because I thought you do your time, you get over, you go to dinner. Well, I didn't realize that Stacy bought the soundtrack to Mary Poppins.
That's great.
So every time we're in the car together now, it's a cranked up sing-along to Mary Poppins songs.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Just like this.
Mary.
See, but we talked about this off air. Like,
Mary holds your hand.
You feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
I can't take it anymore.
See,
this is my only escape, is in here.
But see, the thing is, we talked before about how your family is not, you know, not like. Traditional families.
It wasn't a healthy family.
Family. And so what you missed was those trips to musicals and how that's part of childhood. It's all these musicals and the soundtracks and it connects to your childhood.
Please find me one straight man that was excited to go to Mary Poppins and has been
there's plenty. There'll be plenty of straight guys. Seriously. Because if they enjoy... Yes, sorry guys. If they because a lot of times a father will enjoy seeing their children have a good time instead of being so miserable.
That's a father enjoying it for their kid.
That's exactly what I did.
But they don't complain about it after the fact.
I wasn't complaining about the show. I was complaining about the constant singing going on afterwards. Bert, the soundtrack cranked up.
Bert is just annoyed that when they're driving Hayden to his planning meetings for the Pride Parade, they've got Mary Poppins piped into the car.
See, I don't understand why everything has to turn into this. You're not a man if you like musicals.
It's Mary Poppins.
I'm not. I'm not going to.
But you don't represent every straight man in America.
It's not like one.
It's not like he was at Wicked or Les Mis. Or some other musical that's like at least got a testosterone element. It's about a nanny who can fly with an umbrella.
It's the gayest musical ever.
I didn't complain through the show. I sat there and I enjoyed my family enjoying it.
You know what you need, Bert? Just a spoonful of sugar. Makes the medicine go down.
So here's a snapshot of my life. Stacy jacked up her car again, so it's in the shop, right?
Oh my God.
The rental that we have now is a minivan. So for the last our minivan has been cruising around with the soundtrack of Mary Poppins as loud as it'll go. It's just been a snapshot of my life.
You're
right
a dad.
Now.
That is a snapshot of your life.
Just because you're a dad doesn't mean you have to totally enjoy Mary Poppins.
What about the Lion King? A girl, young boy growing up to take over the jungle. Not a flying nanny. Hello.
Whatever.
Eat some sugar.
Hey, Mandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, I was just going to tell you, I went with a group of girls to go see Mary Poppins last week on Thursday night, and sitting in front of us were two straight guys.
Hello.
By themselves?
With each other, but they were straight. They were not there as a couple.
Yep, they were. just so you know, you were thinking, hey, I could set them up with my friend, and unless your friend's name is Dave, Steve, or Eric, no, you couldn't.
Those guys were not straight.
Right.
Are you sure?
Spoonful of sugar wasn't the only thing going down that night.
When they were going, they were going to be meeting dates there, because there was a lot of checking phones, and their body language seemed a little uncomfortable once it started.
Right, because it was their first date.
Argue with them.
You know what they did is they said, hey, listen, I'm married, you're married. We don't want our wives to know that we're, venturing over to the other side. Where can we go where we won't be spotted?
Y'all are testosterone-y straight guys. We get it.
Down low Poppins.
We got it.
Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that I did musicals in high school and everything. Mm-hmm. But Bert, you're right. You still represent all straight dudes. We don't want to go see that stuff.
You go because your family wants to go, and you enjoy it because your family is enjoying it. But you're going to find very few dudes that actually want to go see Mary Poppins. I'm sorry, Melissa. That is
reality. It doesn't bother me.
Because you're not a straight man.
It doesn't bother me at all.
You're not straight or a man.
Correct.
Hey, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
What's funny is I actually love Mary Poppins more than my wife and kids do.
Whoa.
See, thank you for calling.
Do you like it more than your new husband?
Hey, now, there are plenty of straight guys. I mean, every time I hear Chim Chimity, Chim Chimity, Chim Chim Chiru, tears well up in my eyes.
Okay, you're the only, I'm just saying you're the only one calling. That's all I'm saying.
He's the only one strong enough in his manhood to admit it.
Do you sing that song?
I'm 6'6", and I'm black, and I love Mary Poppins.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Do you sing that?
Straight, and he loves Mary Poppins.
That Chim Chimery song when he's fixing things around the house?
So his whole life is a musical?
Right.
We found two. I think there's another. And then we'll be on.
Soulmates.
Hey, Billy, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm straight as I can be, man. I love musicals. I like that show Glee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think the world would be a better place if everybody just sang instead of talking.
Thank you.
Do you want to end this phone call in song?
Which Mary Poppins song?
I love the Bert Show, Sitting in Traffic. Great.
Love it. Okay. Good for you.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert.
I can't do it anymore.
It's the Bert Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.